that God did not exist. I thought, if this loving God exists, as they say, he would not treat me this way. God would not act like this. I felt sorry for myself a lot in those days. My family and employers were concerned about my drinking, but I had become rather arrogant. I bought a 1931 Ford with an inheritance from my grandmother, and my wife and I made a trip to Cape Cod. On the way back, we stopped at my uncle's place in New Hampshire. This uncle had taken me under his wing at the time of my mother's death, and he worried about me. Now he said to me, "Dave, if you stop drinking for a full year, I will give you the Ford Roadster I just bought." I loved that car, so I immediately promised I wouldn't drink for a whole year, and I meant it. Yet, I was drinking again before we reached the Canadian border. I was powerless over alcohol. I was learning that I could do nothing to fight it off, even while I was denying the fact. On Easter weekend, 1944, I found myself in a jail cell in Montreal. By now, I was drinking to escape the horrible thoughts I had whenever I was sober enough to become aware of my situation. I was drinking to avoid seeing what I had become. The job I'd had for 20 years and the new car were long gone. I had undergone 3 stays in a psychiatric hospital. God knows I didn't want to drink. Yet to my great despair, I always returned to the infernal merry-go-round. I wondered how this misery would end. I was full of fear. I was afraid to tell others what I felt, lest they would think I was insane. I was terribly lonely, full of self-pity and terrified. Most of all, I was in a deep depression.